the New Orleans Pelicans and News Talk WRNO 99.5 FM proudly present Pelicans Weekly. It's a weekly radio magazine focused on the Pelicans, the fans, and the NBA. We'll get the latest from Pelicans players, coaches, and front office staff. Plus, we'll check in with our experts around the league. Tonight's show is brought to you by Smoothie King, Rule the Day, Chevron, the Human Energy Company, Cox, bringing us closer, and by Energy. We power life. Pelicans Weekly on News Talk WRNO starts now. Here's your host, Todd Graffanini.
Hello, New Orleans Pelicans fans. I am Todd Graffanini, radio voice of your New Orleans Pelicans, and it's time for another edition of Pelicans Weekly. Each and every week at this time, it is wall-to-wall Pelicans. Your New Orleans Pelicans are now 5 games over .500 at 13-8, have won a couple in a row, including home wins against Oklahoma City, and last night, a big win against the Toronto Raptors. 126-108 was the final score. Zion Williamson with his second double-double of the year, 33 points, 10 rebounds, maybe his most complete game as a Pelican. Trey Murphy, his third straight 20-point game, season-high 6 threes against the Raptors. Our own Joe Cardosi will have highlights from the last few ball games, including a win against the San Antonio Spurs as well. And our own Aaron Summers will have an exclusive interview with Pelicans guard Kyra Lewis, who is back from the G League. Kyra has been in Birmingham, and he is ready to go now with the big club. Has not had any time yet, but the good news is after that ACL injury last December, he is ready to go, and Aaron will have a conversation with Kyra. Then we'll set up what's coming up this week in Pelicans basketball. But first, let's turn it over to Joe Cardosi and highlights of the week that was.
Thanks, Todd. And what a week it was. What a treat for fans at the SKC for this little homestand before the Pelicans go off for a quick jaunt to San Antonio to face the Spurs. Starting it off against the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Pelicans coming in undermanned. No CJ McCollum, no Brandon Ingram, no Najee Marshall. And to be honest with you, it was an ugly game. But fans who were able to tough it out were rewarded with one of the most exciting sequences to close out a game that I can remember. Let's get it started. It's well known that Trey Murphy's bread and butter is the three ball. Wasn't really hitting for him on that night, but that doesn't mean he can't score. The man has become a huge in-game dunker.
Alley-oop Herb! Oh, he got fouled and then it's punched in with a right hand by Trey Murphy. So he didn't get the alley-oop, but Murphy to the rescue. A fantastic follow-up dunk.
Herb Jones. We know he can defend, but Fred Vincent has been busy with Herb.
Now with two fouls, Herb, left wing, pops the three immediately and hits it. I mean, no hesitation for Herb Jones. That's good to see. His 12th made three.
As stated before, CJ McCollum, normally in the starting lineup at point guard, out. Jose Alvarado being called to the starting lineup and hitting a three of his own.
One-on-one with Giddey, back to Jose, left of the top three on the way and down. 10-0 run for the Pels, and you've got an 18-16 lead.
That would bring the score to 18-16 Pels over the Thunder. Still in the first, Trey Murphy still going to the rack. Another dunk.
Skip pass to Trey, right wing three. Nope, too short, but he got his own rebound. Sizing up, Pokuševski blows right by him and smashes it in with two hands. Timeout, Mark Daigneault.
With the Pelicans shorthanded, Dyson Daniels, the rookie, getting a little more run. And once again, Fred Vincent's been busy. Dyson Daniels getting in on the party, hitting a three of his own.
Now Zion drives, right baseline, kick it left corner, Daniels for three. Good. Just how you draw that baby up.
On to quarter number two, Dyson Daniels, another one.
Got it to Trey, extra pass Graham, extra pass Dyson, left of the top three, hit it. The Rook is getting open looks. And so far, he is 2 for 3, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Aussie, oi, 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 43-35.
Second quarter, Thunder still would not go away. Luckily, the Pelicans have a man named Zion Williamson who plays for their basketball team, and he does what Zion does.
Right in the lane now, Zion goes baseline, powers up and in. Couldn't stop him, could Jeremiah Robinson Earl. And Zion now in double figures with 10 points.
Pelicans pulling ahead. Jose Alvarado with the up and under to bring the Pelicans to 56 over the Thunder, 47.
Now Williamson, top of the key. Crosses over, get it to Jose, fake the three. Back to the dotted line. Oh, goes up and under and lays it in with a left hand, Jose Alvarado. Beautiful move in the lane.
Another quarter, another Trey Murphy dunk. This one with a little pepper.
Intercepted Williamson. Zion, bounce feed to Trey. Angry two-hand flush. His third of the night.
Look, it was a big Trey Murphy game. The three wasn't really going for him, but he still managed to rack up 20 points in this game. This time, finding his groove, hitting that three he knows oh so well.
Hook pass up top Trey. Extra pass Zion. Back up top Trey. Straight away three. Got it. So Trey's first make in five attempts from distance.
Big Trey Murphy game. Big Trey Murphy game. This time with the and one, which was much needed, bringing the Pels to 89-83 over the Thunder.
Bounce feed to Trey in the lane. Hangs, shoots, scores over the front iron, and one, followed by Josh Giddey.
Fourth quarter. Crunch time. We needed it. We needed it. And Trey Murphy delivered it with a huge three ball.
Right side, kick it to Herb. Extra pass, Trey. Straight away three, you need it.
And you got it! Oh, you needed it! High arcing and down. Biggest bucket of the ball game.
In the fourth quarter, a curious thing happened. Zion Williamson got an and one. That's right, Zion Williamson actually got to the free throw line for the first and only time in the game. By comparison, just saying, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from the Thunder went to the free throw line 18 times. Venting over, just saying. That said, here's the play.
You're back down again, 101-100. He's got a double-double. Now Zion.
Lay it in! Count the bucket! After a spin move! Dort thought he took a charge. Instead, it's an and-one.
Oh, that was a big one. That brought the lead to one for the Pelicans. This game was coming down to the very last seconds. If you had watched this ugly game the whole way through, you are now in for a nail-biter. And honestly, a treat. Begins right here, when Herb Jones takes the charge.
Game clock at five. SGA drives with a left hand, and Herb took it! Blocking foul or charge. It's a charge! It's a charge! Herb Jones stood his ground! Gilgeous-Alexander plowed into him. Oh, I had to hold my breath.
Oh, down to the final seconds. Fourth quarter, final seconds, got to make the inbounds play. Half to inbound it. Herb Jones once again, showing why he is so beloved here. Not only displaying his athleticism, but his basketball IQ as he bounces the inbounds pass off the back of a defender and then calmly nails two free throws to ice the win for the Pelicans. What a move by Herb Jones.
Throw it off the back of Pokuševski! And took it back, Herb Jones, what a play. Pokuševski put his back to him. And Herb just chested it between the one and the seven and caught it. Oh, you have got to love the basketball IQ. Pokuševski had no clue. And now Herb will go to the free throw line as Pokuševski draws the foul. Come on, lefty, first one. Got it. With help of rim and glass, Zion is smiling ear to ear. What a heady play by Herbert K. Jones. This is your ball game right here, baby. Three dribbles, pop it, drop it, lights out! Dagnall takes a timeout, forget about it.
And that would seal the deal. The Pelicans would go on to win it 105-101 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander having a monster game, 31 points for him, just over his average of 30. on the Pelican side. Zion Williamson having a huge night, 23 points. And Trey Murphy, second-year guy, making a huge jump this year, 20 points, showing off his versatility in this game. Three ball, not quite going for him, but able to score in all kinds of ways. Herb Jones, always versatile, always clutch. We're hoping he gets better soon after rolling his ankle in the Raptors game, which we will cover after the break. When we come back to Pelicans Weekly, we will talk about that Raptors game on Wednesday. A breakout performance, perhaps, from Zion Williamson as the Pelicans blow out the Raptors, 126-108, and so many highlights to get to in that game, which we will on Pelicans Weekly on 99.5 WRNO right after these messages.
Welcome back to Pelicans Weekly on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back to Pelicans Weekly. I am Joe Cardosi, producer of the Pelicans radio broadcasts, co-host of the Pelicans podcast. And last night's game against the Raptors was weirdly a coming out party for Zion. As if he hasn't come out already. But Zion showed such aggression, such effort, such dominance on both defense and offense in this game, and showed that he was the best player on the floor. He was unstoppable. No matter how many players you threw at him, no matter how many defenders you tried to put on him, he was going to get what he wanted to get. And I'm running short on time, and there are a million highlights, so I'm going to let our own radio play-by-play voice, Todd Graffanini, tell the story of this evening, which was Zion was dominant. And rookie Dyson Daniels had a great night in his extended minutes as well. Lost in the shuffle. Oh, by the way, Trey Murphy scored 26 points of his own to keep his hot streak going as he is starting in place of the injured Brandon Ingram. Enough from me, Mr. Todd Graffanini, with the calls of the night.
Siakam backing down Herb, left block. Into the paint, stripped by Zion and taken by Alvarado. Got it back to Z. Avoids contact, still will lay it in with a left hand, and they will call contact on OG Anunoby. Zion blows by two defenders. Beautiful bounce pass to Jonas Valanciunas for the two-hand dunk. They tried to triple-team Zion, free throw line extended. He bullied through it, and there was Jonas sitting right underneath the hoop. Now Zion, oh, he just blew right through Barnes and Young and powered it down with a thunder dunk. Now Zion, up top Trey, deep straightaway three, buried it. Tell you what, I was watching Trey warm up tonight very early with nobody in the seats. He was feeling it. Now Zion drives, right baseline, kick it left corner, Daniels for three, good. Just how you draw that baby up. Now Valanciunas on the switch. Bounce feed down low, deflected by Trey and stolen by Zion. Head of steam, blows by everybody. Throw it down, Zion. Zion's got an extra pep in his step tonight. He just turned the Jets on. They cannot stop him. Taken by Barnes, but he threw it right to Larry Nance, who dunked it in with 1/10 of a second left in the quarter. Inbounded, steal, Garrett Temple. Rebound, Devontae, shovels to Dyson, front court, one-on-one with Van Vliet. Little Euro, what a nifty move by the Aussie. Dyson Daniels lays it in. Bounce feed to Murphy, Anunoby on the switch, now right corner Herb. One-on-one with Koloko, pop the three, bury the three! Nothing but net Herb Jones. Silky left-handed stroke. Drive to the nail, kick it to Jose. Down low, Murphy adjusts in midair and flushes it with two hands. Oh, the ball movement is spectacular. That is 17 assists and 26 makes. Zion fighting through a double team, get it to Trey, pop the right of the top three, splash. That's how you do it. Draw the double team or triple team, somebody is going to be wide open. You've got to knock down those shots, and Murphy is 5 for 8 from distance, 20 points. Trey, right wing three, good. Season high, 6 made threes for Trey Murphy. Zion doubled, spins out of it, drives in. Dunk it in! Hang in midair and smash it in. Now you got to get back. Anunoby, front court right. Steals Z! Front court,
line. Lay it in. Siakam tried to foul him. They didn't call it. They did. Zion calling everybody up. Timeout, Nick Nurse. Zion with the flex. Walking off the court.
And that was it. The Pelicans would rout the Raptors 126-108. Let's turn it over to our own Aaron Summers, who got to speak to Kyra Lewis, fresh back from Birmingham and anxious to get on the floor. Aaron, take it away.
I'm here with former first-round pick guard Kyra Lewis Jr., who has been here with the Pelicans for the past week or so, finally getting back on the court after a December 8th injury last season. I know it's been a long road for you. What was the hardest part of it mentally, having to deal with not being able to play?
I had to say just knowing I had to come in every day and do therapy. Therapy, something hard, not just physical, but mental. Knowing you can't play basketball, you got to come in here, be in the weight room, watch your teammates, just wanting to play so much. But at the same time, cheering them on, showing that I'm there for them, and want to see them do well.
You've definitely been around showing your support. How have they supported you through this process?
Guys just checking in, seeing how I'm doing. All my coaches checking in. They watch the game, text me after, so you know, they did a good job supporting me.
I know that Teresa Witherspoon and Jana Austin worked with you extensively on the rehab process and on your game. How have both of those women helped you?
If it weren't for them two, I probably wouldn't even be here today just playing again or even getting on the court. So, you know, they was there for me every day, so they seen what I went through every day, whether it was good or bad. So, you know, shout out to them for getting me back on the court.
There was a really fun moment last year when you joined the team on the road in Atlanta. Do you remember some of those emotions and think back on the journey that this has been, and now that you're back on the court, you know, how hard it was, how far you've come?
It wasn't even my deal that surprised them. I just wanted to be tell them I was coming, just be low-key, you know, not make no big deal of it. But my people told me to surprise them. You know, they had no idea that I was coming. So, you know, I was right up the road in Birmingham, so... It was a good little thing to see them and see how they was doing, checking in on them before they made their big run. And just starting back from the first day, just therapy meant hard. Just not being able to walk and then looking where I'm at now. So, you know, it's always going to be something that I look back on in my life.
Yeah, as you are in this ramp-up process, you've been able to get back on the court, doing 5-on-5, getting in some live action. How much of a relief is it to know that you're kind of back in it, back in your old routine?
It's much of a release because it's something I've been doing my whole life. So, you know, just be able to get up and just shoot a basketball, play a game, you know, I look forward to it every day. And it hit a little different now because, you know, I know at any given time the ball can be taken away from me.
When you were stepping on the court, the ball was tipped that first game in Birmingham. What were the emotions that you were feeling was going through your mind?
In Birmingham, Austin.
Well, with Birmingham, oh, okay. But oh, with Birmingham. Yeah, your first game with them.
It was good. I was just happy to play again, you know. My adrenaline was running, so just feeling that feeling again of being on the court, not knowing what to expect, but just also going out there and having fun because, like I said, it was a time I couldn't get up and I couldn't play. So, you know, I was just happy to be out there no matter what the result was going to be.
Was it kind of special that you're able to go back because you, as you mentioned, started on the road but got back with the team, being able to be in Alabama and going back home?
It's good. I got to spend Thanksgiving with my family, see some old friends that I haven't seen in a minute. But I've been really just staying on my work, making a business trip, more so just focusing on myself, dialing in, getting back into the swing of things.
Your role this season, hopefully you'll get some more time up here, but you're going to head back down to Birmingham, get some more run, work on your game. I know there's a cool moment after practice today when Coach Green, you know, showed his support and was excited for you and your development and wants that to continue. What has it been like working with him and having him as the head coach?
It's good. He know how to connect with the guys. He actually been through towards ACL, so he know pretty much what I'm going through. So he's just been great, you know, keeping in, make sure he keep tabs on me, show me what I need to work on, and just always be there for me. You know, he called me after the first game, told me he was watching, so you know, that was good to have support.
You're getting back on the court, getting some games under your belt. What are some of the things that you're going to show the fans that you've been working on, maybe a little bit different part of your game?
I'm just going to show them, you know, people probably see me as nonchalant, but I'm going to show them just the passion I play with, how intense I'm going to be every possession, because I got, like I said, I haven't played a real NBA game since December 8th, so, you know, it's just hit a little different.
What is that going to be like when you step on the court with the Pelicans again?
I have no idea. I'm just going to be thankful to be on there. Just say a prayer to God, put a cross on my chest before I go out there, and hope for the best.
Does it mean a little bit more now that you had this kind of sit out for a whole
year? Oh, yeah, it definitely means a little more. Just knowing when I walk on the court, whenever it may be, when how much I had to go through every day just to get to this point. So it's definitely going to mean a little bit more than normally when I'm going on the court.
What do you like to do outside of basketball? How did you kind of get your mind away from the game?
It wasn't nothing I was doing. I really was watching, you know, watching them, watching other sports. I started shopping a little bit. I really was chilling though, man. Basketball was really 99% of my life, so I really had to find other things to do. But yeah. I still found myself going back to basketball, which is crazy.
So what other sports do you like to watch?
Football. That's about it. Football.
Who's your team?
Pittsburgh.
The Steelers?
Yeah, I'm a Steelers
Ooh,
fan.
Buddy.
Family tradition. I know it's nowhere near Alabama, but it's family tradition.
Yeah. And then what about college?
Oh, Alabama. Yeah.
Have you been able to go back to any games this year?
No, I haven't went to any games. None of the games. I was going to go to the Iron Bowl, but we had played at 12 that day. So other than that, I've just been watching on TV.
What about any basketball games? Are you going to make it back for any?
I ain't gonna, no basketball games. It's about that time for me to get back. So I'm going to be strictly business.
Yeah. What is going to be the focus, you know, as you're getting back and how you're going to prepare for this next level of play again?
I'm just going to go into it. I'm just going to watch film. You know, I'm going to work as much as I can off the court and be ready when my opportunity calls, because you never know. Just like this last time, I didn't know I was coming up, but, you know, they called me up. But I made sure I was ready in case something happens. So whenever I get on the court, I know I'm going to be well ready.
Yeah, it was a special run last year, being able to watch the team and how they've developed. How cool is it to be a part of it, be back on the court with them?
It's cool. Just watching them grow, you know, at first everybody counted them out because we didn't start off as well, but just watching them just keep getting better and better and better. And then the run they made last year and then transition to this year, you know, they're a dangerous team. You know, everybody's good. We got depth. So, you know, I'm just excited to see how it unfolds.
Have you been surprised by anybody now that you've gotten on the court with them? You know, you've been watching them, but being on the court with them in practice?
Nah, I'm not surprised. I see the work they put in every day. See how serious they are, see what they do, take care of their body. So I'm pretty much not surprised, man. You know, we grow. Everybody ain't going to be young long. So, you know, everybody getting better.
Have you seen any of them grow in different ways as leaders, kind of off the court stuff?
I just see, first when they first got here, you know, you ain't know nobody. And now everybody just know everybody, you know, be comfortable with telling each other how you really feel about certain situations, guys talking to somebody. You know, just kicking with them outside the court, people you probably didn't kick it with when you first got here. And everybody just like each other. So, you know, when you get on the court, it's that much easier to be real, be transparent with your teammate.
Smoothie King Center got pretty loud last night during the game. How much fun is it to see the fan base and how much support they're bringing this season?
It's good, man. You know, they play a big factor in when we at home, especially in the playoffs. I didn't know they'd get that rowdy in the playoffs, but, you know, they like a six man, so, you know, we need them every game, but we at home. You know, they give us a little edge. You know, we might need them for a run. You know, we feed off of them, so when they loud and they into the game, we get loud and we play freely and have fun.
Definitely. Well, we look forward to seeing you get back on the court here with the Pelicans. Good luck when you're in Birmingham in the next couple games you have there. And it's going to be fun to watch you once you get back out here.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Aaron. Tremendous conversation with Kyra, and best of luck to him. Hopefully he is on the court very, very soon with your Pelicans. Let's talk about what's coming up this week in Pelicans basketball. We'll head to San Antonio for another game with the Spurs up there at the AT&T Center. That will be a 7 p.m. tip on Friday. Then it's back home for two more. Big one against the Denver Nuggets, a Sunday matinee, 2:30 p.m. tip against the second-best team in the Western Conference right now. Good to see the two-time MVP Nikola Jokic come into the Smoothie King Center. Again, a 2:30 p.m. tip on Sunday. Then a couple of days off, and on Wednesday, it will be the Detroit Pistons coming into New Orleans for the first time this year. That will be a 7 p.m. tip as well. As always, a huge thanks to Joe Cardosi for putting this show together. Big thanks to Aaron Summers and also to Kyra Lewis Jr. I am Todd Graffanini, radio voice of your New Orleans Pelicans. Thank you so much for listening to Pelicans Weekly.
Pelicans Weekly was brought to you by Smoothie King, rule the day. Ibotta, cash back made easy. Ochsner Health System, the official healthcare provider of the New Orleans Pelicans. And SeatGeek, get your seat in a seat.